This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Brawley is supposed to be doing the entire show with us on Friday. All right, now let's get to the breaking news. Tom Brady on social media just made the announcement.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so... Really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me. My family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Wow. So there it is, with Tom getting a little bit emotional with the second retirement announcement, and this time he says it's for good.
For good. For good. And I mean, I guess I believe it.
It'd be hilarious. It'd be hilarious if he came back again. That's what I'm rooting for.
I am too. Look, he has to. He gave up his family for one bad year of football. For a losing record, he gave up his entire family.
And what this means is that the Dallas Cowboys sent Tom Brady's ass right into retirement, right into the football nursing home, all courtesy of the Cowboys, Bobby.
Yeah, this is boy, you got your chance. You were able to beat the GOAT finally, and so I believe this one. He's done. I mean, he sounds very emotional, and I do like that he has at least the self-awareness to realize I can't do the big goodbye like I did last time, because it's going to sound stupid, just like it did last year. So instead, I'll just say, see ya. Which I guess Schefter tweeted, are we a year ago today that he announced retirement last year? Like, Schefter said he did it on February 1st last year.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, but remember, he had his arm twisted into it as well by Schefter. Because Schefter was like, he's expected to retire. And then we sat around for 2 weeks waiting, and then he finally did it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I believe it. I don't know. He's 45. Like, what are you going to do? I know he's a better than league average quarterback even still, but yeah, it's time.
And now he said he wouldn't change anything. And of course, a lot of people are going to say, oh, really? Was it worth possibly losing your wife and maybe family over a first round playoff exit? Who knows? Like, maybe they were having problems beforehand. Maybe it wasn't just all about, you know, him going to play. I don't know. But now the guy who may need to be looking over his shoulder is Greg Olsen, which we talked about the other day in terms of the number one analysts and who it was. We all put Olsen, I think, number one. Bobby may have had him number two behind Aikman. Does Tom Brady now go right into the broadcast booth for Fox?
Ooh, it's a good question. I mean, the contract would say yes. You're not going to pay him $37.5 million a year
right
to sit there and be doing a game with Kenny Albert or whoever they have.
Yeah.
Not that Kenny's bad. I'm just saying, like, you're not going to be the number two. He's not going to be doing, you know, Commanders against the Giants game on at noon. He's not doing that. But Greg Olsen is such a good announcer. Like, I truly think that he is the best announcer going right now, the best color analyst. You just going to rip him out? because he's Greg Olsen, not Tom Brady? I mean,
yeah.
Again,
he's out.
Like, nope.
He's done.
Nobody watches games for the announcer. Like, we've, you know, like, nobody does. Like, you're not, the Fox guys prove this. We had mega ratings for these games. Nobody watched because of the announcers.
But they already gave him the contract, so yeah. That means he's going to be number one if he decides to go into the broadcast booth right now. And now let's look at the landscape of quarterbacks, right? We were looking at Brady right to the Raiders. There were Brady, Sean Payton rumors. Rex Ryan tried to float it the other day about Sean Payton and Tom Brady going to D.C. with the Commanders with new ownership. So now this gives Aaron Rodgers as a winner in this, right? If he has another team that can play ball with him besides the New York Jets, because Josh McDaniels ain't getting his Tom Brady reunion.
Right. He's not going to get that Brady reunion. So that he has more teams to play with. And now, granted, they're only half the league. Because he's not going to stay in the conference. They're not going to trade him inside the conference, but he's got an extra, you know, at least one team to deal with. He's, you know, how many teams need quarterbacks? And how many teams are willing to get rid of the quarterback they have for a very short rental? That's the other question.
Because San Francisco, Bobby, was being brought up yet again because of the Brock Purdy injury and Garoppolo status and the Trey Lance question. So San Francisco may be scratching off an option. The Raiders are scratching off an option. The Dolphins were in talks. You heard New Orleans. You heard, you know, D.C. from Rex Ryan. So Tom Brady is now off the table.
Yeah, like you say, I think it helps the Aaron Rodgers market. It makes him more in demand in all likelihood. Probably helps Derek Carr. Probably helps, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, especially if McDaniels wants to work with Garoppolo. You know, you've got the ability to have that opening now that he's done. But it does shift things a little bit. But look, this was always going to be a very short-term rental plan anyway. So you're looking at you're going to have to find a new Band-Aid. Whatever team was thinking about targeting Tom Brady, you're looking for a new Band-Aid today, because that was just going to be 1 year and you were going to have to figure it out. So whether you're turning your attention to Rodgers, Carr, Garoppolo, whoever – it does obviously make the market more competitive.
You know, Charles Barkley has called LeBron James the greatest story in basketball or in sports. I disagree with that. Is it Tom Brady? It has to be Tom Brady. Is he the greatest story in the history of sports, as people are now sending out all the tributes, the montages, and his combine photo shirtless?
Oh, like from where he came from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is a pretty remarkable story. You know, Jerry Rice, you know, not going to a major school, getting drafted in the first round. What did he go to, Mississippi Valley State?
Yeah.
You know,
but first round.
And he got drafted in the first round. But still, from that school, right? You know, like, in order, you had to be so good to get a first-round pick back then from that school. You know, so, like, he's a great story. There are a lot of them, but, you know, Brady being the sixth-round pick, you know, barely having, I think he had a losing high school record or like around 500. And then not being this great quarterback at Michigan. He was okay, but he wasn't anything special. And then he goes to New England, sits the bench, does nothing, goes out there and wins six Super Bowls for the Patriots. Like, okay.
Yeah, Jordan, I mean, obviously Jordan's one of the big things about his storyline, his whole career, was like Jordan was cut from his high school team and look what he did. Look how he bounced back, which I still think technically that line has been a misnomer. I don't think he was cut. He just didn't make varsity or something. It was
a little bit of a
trick warden. But yeah, Jordan, Brady's got a great argument for it. I mean, because of where he was picked, the fact that he had to fight for his job at every spot. They wanted Drew Henson over Tom Brady at Michigan. Drew Bledsoe had the job and you know, almost got the job back the way he played in the AFC Championship game when Brady got hurt. So, yeah, I mean, there's a strong case for Brady being the guy.
The thing about Tom is – actually, just let me read some of the accolades that are popping up on my timeline. And you're right about Schefter. He did make the announcement February 1st. Of last year. That's crazy. Field Yates, Tom Brady in his 20s, and then his 30s, and then his 40s. Like, the numbers are just stupid. He had more passing yards in his 40s and more passing touchdowns than he did in his 20s. More in his 40s than he had in his 20s. That is insane.
It really is. It really is. And I always found it odd. Like, you know, he was a career backup basically for his, you know, college and pro until he was like 25. And then all of a sudden he went from backup to, you know, our best ever, winningest ever, you know, best career ever. Like, that doesn't compute. Like, nobody does that. Nobody goes from, oh, no, he's just a backup guy. He couldn't really beat out Drew Bledsoe. He couldn't really beat out Drew Henson. But all of a sudden, he just goes and he does that. The pH balance of life, it screws me up. It screws up my pH balance.
So this is Tom Brady with the breaking news. He retires a second time, and he says it's for good. Let's hook up the Tolos for turning it on, leaving it on. Let's send you to Brooks and Dunn.
That's right, Sean. Caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Brooks and Dunn when the legendary country duo rolls through Tarrant County to perform at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth on May 6th. Tickets on sale right now at LiveNation.com. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Let's chop it up with Ralph James right now on The Fan.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Woo-hoo. Okay, man, I don't know how many we're going to be able to. I got a million stories here. Should I start with the plunger or the adult suburb?
I will vote plunger because I think this is a great discussion since everyone is now trapped and locked inside again. You can have this debate with your significant other while toloing right now.
All right, well, I was staying at Sarah's place. And which I think is a good bar, actually, but her actual apartment. And oh, stop it.
Would you not be? Oh, what? God. Bobby's backgrounds. Here we go again. Here we go again.
We're doing Chop segment. I was trying to make it topical. Go ahead,
Chop. Very nice. Choppy, would you not be sleeping at your house if it wasn't for the storm? Because you never sleep there, but you needed the radio connection?
Yeah, if it wasn't for the storm, I usually spend the weekdays in Fort Worth at her place, and then the weekends we stay at my place here in Roanoke.
Okay.
But needed the connection, needed the setup, needed my lights. I got my I have. Oh, you should see the set. It's great. It's BetQL hooked me up with these like radio.
Turn the computer
lights
around. Let's see.
Okay, I can do that.
So you don't just have one ring light.
No, I gotta take off my. My Zoom thing.
Your Bassick background, your Mike Bassick background, and then there's Choppy with Clay Travis outside the White House. So let's see.
So
oh my! Oh my lord!
Dang!
Look That's at really that setup. So you got three different ring lights.
I know. I do. Well, you know, we're thinking about getting into some online stuff and everything, Sean. So you know, I may need some better lighting in the house.
Come again.
So,
which takes us to a plunger.
So I was at her place and I woke up and man, I had just a cramp in my stomach, and I went to use the restroom, and it kept. I was on there for quite a while. This was epic. This was one of the greatest performances of my life. Okay, I had a sweat going. My legs were numb. I mean, everything was just this is unbelievable. It was like a king cobra wrapped around the toilet. I mean, it was just oh, fantastic. Well, I flush
because you take a lot of colon pride.
I have a fantastic. I will have a colon contest with anybody in the world.
What does that mean? What does it mean to have a great one? Like,
a machine. My colon is on point, man. Like, it is just a machine. It works like clockwork, and it's so efficient, so effective. It's got great DVOA, Sean. Fantastic DVOA. It's expected poop added. It's fantastic. The EPA of my colon. You can't really beat it.
PFF.
Gross.
Poop feces focus.
No.
So I flush, and nothing. It doesn't go down. All of a sudden, it just stops. I hadn't even cleaned yet. This was just straight, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, shoot. I try to flush again, and it starts to rise on me. I'm like, oh, no. So I clean myself up, and I go to look for the plunger. And She's laying in bed now. She's awake, but she's laying in bed. I go, hey, where's the plunger? And she goes, RJ, what did you do? And I said, I may have clogged the toilet. And she goes, you're not using the plunger. And I said, why not? And she goes, I don't want the plunger. And she goes, is there stuff in there? And I go, yeah. She goes, you're not using the plunger. Let it go down. I don't want my plunger to get dirty.
Oh.
And I was like, what? So I said, well, where is it? I'm going to need it eventually. She goes, it's in the closet. It's in like this, it's by the laundry room. So I'm looking all over for it. I'm like, I don't see it. She goes, it's in the bag. She has it wrapped in a garbage bag.
Oh.
Like, she's
I love the move.
She's super clean. Like, she doesn't want, like, if clothes, take clothes off, they hit the floor, they go immediately to the hamper. You don't put them on, they go in the hamper. Like, she doesn't, you know, anything hits the floor, she doesn't have the 5-second rule. She doesn't believe in that.
Whoa.
It goes right in the trash.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll play your little game, and I'll wait. And I said, but this thing ain't going to go down. This thing is too powerful to go down on its own. You have to break it up. Okay, on its own, it's like Thanos on its own. You've got to break it up. You've got to remove him from those little stones, whatever they're called. You can't have it as is. So I wait like 30 minutes. The water recedes. I flush again, right back up at the top. I wait another 30 minutes. The water recedes, right back up at the top.
So finally, you said, followed along with not using the plunger. You tried to do it that way.
I said, I will play your game.
Yeah.
I will play your game, Jewel.
Wow.
Your foolish games. All right,
and that's a lot of scare. That's a lot of scares too with each flush of that rise. Like you don't know.
I close the lid. I'm like, you're not going in this bathroom. I'm gonna wait you out. You're gonna have to pee eventually. All right, I'm gonna wait you out here. So finally, I said, listen, I'm just gonna go ahead and do it. I flush it again. The water rises. I go in down there with a plunger. I break it up. It goes right down. And she goes, do not take that plunger out of the toilet. Let the water fill up. So I sit the plunger in the toilet, let the water fill up. We sit it in there for like 20 minutes. Next thing I know, she finally gets up. She goes into the kitchen. She gets those gloves, those like COVID gloves or whatever.
The latex.
Latex gloves and some Lysol spray, like a disinfectant. And she goes and sprays and cleans the plunger.
I love it.
And then puts it back in the bag. I've never seen anything like this.
This should have been a Seinfeld episode. I told Amanda she's obsessed with TikTok. This needs to be a TikTok. What to do with the plunger? Because it's so freaking. And this is right up Bobby's alley because he will not use the restroom for the dose and then take a shower within a 3-hour time period. So, Bobby, what do y'all do with your plunger in the bathroom?
So it's typically. It's either by the toilet or there's like kind of this elevated vanity above one of the toilets that it like I can put it up there.
You hook
but it?
The plunger?
So it can drip on you?
Yeah, but it is wrapped in a trash bag. It is. Like, so what happens is if I plunge and it's right next to the bathtub too, I will start cranking up the water as hot as it'll go. I'll plunge, then I'll rinse and then clean out the tub and that thing, and then wrap it in a trash bag, and then either stick it back on top or off to the side.
So off to the side, though, you have it in a trash bag as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can. Well, no, I don't know how feasible that is. I was about to say I can connect on the Zoom with my phone and try and run in there and take a video of it, but I can't take my mic, so I can't do that.
I think. I mean, this should be a much more discussed topic because. To put that thing right back on the ground, number one. I don't know how many people have something underneath the plunger. I walk it over to the shower every time and I rinse it. It's disgusting. If you think about it, it's so disgusting. And then you use it and then you're going to go ahead and put it right on the ground next to the toilet again. What do people have as a floor mat, as a
disgusting.
Plunger mat? It's disgustingly.
Well, mine has like a stand to it, a little plastic stand underneath that put it back on top there. But, I flush the toilet a couple times, and I'll rotate it to clean it off. Like,
clean
I'm not going to put it down there just full of poop.
Right.
But, like, I don't put it in a plastic bag. It's just there, you know. It's a plunger. Everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows what it does. Everybody knows where it's been.
Yeah.
Like, no one's really surprised. Oh, look at that. A kernel. Like, no one's really surprised.
Oh, God.
They know. They know where that thing has been and what it's used for. Just Peyton can handle it.
You're trying
Peyton,
to throw
Peyton,
up.
Peyton, what do your butlers do with yours after you're done using?
So they just take off the toilet and remove it.
No. They just replace the toilet?
Yeah, we just buy a new toilet. If anyone poops in there, they just get rid of the toilet.
No, sounds like Mike out of the house.
It's in its own little container and stuff on the side of the toilet. It has, okay. So, but we don't wash it off or anything like that.
Ugh, okay. 877-881-1053. So the plunger dilemma in the choppy residence.
Yeah, so there you go. I gave in. I did her thing, and I'm fine with it. And who knows? When she moves in here, which she will, we'll see what where she decides to put the plunger. Okay.
Kristen is listening in the back, and she texted, I wash it in the bowl with soap, let it dry between the seat and the bowl, then put it back in the bag and put it on top of the cabinet. So that's what Kristen does.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot. Okay. This girl came up with this idea. She's Australian, so you know, let's not dock her too much for that. But she came up with this idea that
may as well put your Oval Office background back up.
Oh no, they're just too far.
Put
like,
your flag
I love
back up, taking shots at other countries.
I'm just not taking a 22-hour flight.
The blooming onion's the best onion.
Yeah, it's so good. The Outback, second best Outback in the world. I'm just not traveling 20 hours anywhere. Like you can't you can push your island closer if you want me to be a part of it. But. She came up with this idea. She wants to know why we don't have adults-only suburbs. Now, maybe they don't have retirement communities in Australia, but that's an interesting take because, you know, if you never want to have children, would you want to live in a master-planned adults-only community?
I don't know how neighborhoods still work, like. My hometown is 10,000 people, so neighborhoods like meant something in terms of community. Moving to a place that has 8 million people, I guess in my neighborhood here, I could maybe hang out with the neighbor. I don't hang out with my neighbors. Like, but RJ is the only one that I know that does that. Like, they sit in each other's garages, and they sit in each other's driveways, and they have coffee with each other every night at 6 p.m., and have drinking parties and dance parties, and all that sounds fun. I just don't do it. So going to an adults-only suburb, to me, that sounds like that sounds pineapple influence. That sounds like for those who get the reference, that sounds like some freaky stuff that y'all are trying to get into. Roberto?
Ooh. Yeah, you know, I heard recently – by the way, you say the pineapple. I heard recently the black wedding ring is also one of those, which is makes me a little concerned.
As you just held yours up.
Because Cheech gave me this. So, yeah, Cheech gave me this. So that makes me wonder what Eric's getting at.
I love how you wear your wedding ring on the fan cam at home on the couch but not out in public.
Not in public.
I've been wearing it for 2 weeks.
Two weeks
straight.
Wow, you've been married?
Sleeping in
it. How long have you been married?
Like 10 years.
Okay, 2 weeks. 10 years. Guarantee he won't have it for fan bowl on Saturday because he'll say it's throwing off his paper football.
Oh yeah,
equilibrium.
I can go left or right, either way, Sean. Okay, all right, I'll kick your ass whichever way I use my hands.
You're
okay,
ambidextrous. Yeah.
So the entire idea of just. I think you're right. Like, is she not aware of senior communities? I guess those don't exist. But if you're just talking about adult suburbs. Like, don't most people end out, I feel like, settling in communities already naturally that, like, oh, there's not a school around here, and so generally it tends to be more adult-driven or, oh, there's this or that. Like, I feel like communities kind of settle into those patterns themselves. This just sounds like a solution without a problem.
Yeah, like, I could see people wanting to pay extra for adults-only travel, like planes.
Sure.
You know, you don't want a screaming kid in the back, but still, it's like, you know, like, then what? Are the kids' planes, are they going to be more expensive? You know, like adults-only
resort. Like
beach resorts, right?
Right now, I'm looking for an adult-only vacation.
Yeah. So we booked one for the spring. It's an adults-only resort, and we're going to go to that. That's what we wanted. We wanted an adults-only one. But, like, if it was kids, I wouldn't care. But the thing is, if you move into this adults-only community, are you said, like, let's say you're 30 years old. If you have a child, you got to move out?
Right.
You got to sell your house and move out?
Sounds like some discrimination lawsuit cases
it does.
On the way.
It does. Nobody likes lawsuits more than me. It's discrimination, Sean.
Chopping it up right here. Interrupted a little bit by the breaking news that Tom Brady is retiring. He says this time for good. So that is Tom. Looked like he was on a beach. Looked like condos in the background with a beach and like those weird trees or that greenery behind him. You know, the patchy green gray stuff on a beach. It looked like Tom was making the announcement from there. Did Micah Parsons stab us all in the back? Is it okay that Micah is rooting for the NFC East in the Super Bowl? That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.